got a person who is just makes up his own mind about something, and nothing can make him change his mind.
He's bullheaded, ain't he? He sure is bullheaded now. I don't mean that, and he's stubborn. He don't want to give over. It don't make no difference if he's wrong. He won't never don't want to give over. And he'll say, I hear people say, he makes me so damn mad. Well, that guy, you never think that he makes somebody else mad too once in a while, because he's a doggy bullheaded himself. A father makes their son mad, and the son will make their father mad, but it don't last that long. But anyway, they got to disagree. If it don't, they ain't no count.
Now, a person that'll get mad real easy, that you can't even hardly just even touch them without them getting mad, what would you say that person is?
Well, he's easy-tempered, or he's got a lot of, some of them say he's got bell temper, or he's got McCall temper or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
They'll say, you know, what do you call
it? Do they ever call them touchy or anything like that?
Well, they just say they're ill-tempered, all right. They call it ill-tempered. And a lot of them are, too.
Well, now, in one, sometime you might come in and you've been, you know, you might say, I work so hard all day, I'm just real.
Just wore out. Played out. Ordinarily, he probably ain't even played out anybody else. He just thinks he did. But they'll say they wore out and played out. They want sympathy.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And when all it'll cure it, if they just sit down and rest a little bit. Need no sympathy.
Yeah. So that you, if a person got that you knew was well, like yesterday, and then today you hear they have a sickness, you'd say they must have.
Well, he must have had an upset somewhere. He must have had a.
Would you say they got sick or took sick?
Well, they'd say they took sick, all right, or they would be rather took sick than got sick. One or the other, it's an old saying that they got sick. Maybe they might say they got sick. I don't know. But,
they might say after they got sick, they'd say, well, they're sick now, but they'll be up again by...
In a few days.
Or by and by, whatever.
By and by, or they'll be up in around in a few days.
Now, if a person, especially in wintertime, person might be sitting in a kind of a doorway or sitting in a draft without any sweater, you'd say, now you better be careful or you're gonna
take a cold. You're gonna have a you're just gonna take a cold if you don't get out of that draft. It's a change. Air conditioner are bad to give you a cold.
Now if you took a cold like that and it made your voice sound like this, you'd say your voice sounded
hoarse, and voice is hoarse, and you have a cold.
And if you were going like, you'd say you had a little
cough.
And if you were sitting in the chair and kind of going like this, you might say, oh, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little.
You'd be a little sleepy or naughty or over.
And you might say, now tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'll
take a nap or I'll get up.
Now, if somebody came to the door and it was during your nap, Ms. might say, well, the governor's still asleep. I'll have to go
wake him up.
And if the doctor gave you a bottle of medicine and then he saw that it was still full, he'd say, well, why haven't you
taken them? Have you taken them like I told you to, or haven't you taken all of them?
And you'd say, well, now, yesterday
I took according to directions yesterday, or I took some yesterday.
Now, and so you might say, well, now, tomorrow I'll...
Take some tomorrow. I'll take a dose tomorrow, like you're supposed to.
Now, if a person couldn't hear anything at all, you'd say they were just stone...
Hard hearing or stone head, stone deaf. Stone deaf.
Now, you might come in one day and you've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
Pressed or been sweating.
Would you say, look how I sweated?
Well, look how I've been been frustrating or been sweating in any way, how wet my shirt is. I don't know. I know I sweat a whole lot. Water just running off of you. Of course, you been frustrating, I reckon you've been.